From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,073rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Hank Snow.
Walking, talking, wearing out my walking shoes. Walking and talking to myself because of you. I got a lot of troubles, but no one to tell them to. Walking, talking, I gotta lose these walking blues. Walking and a talking, don't know what I'm gonna do. The more I walk, the more I talk, the more I cry for you. Can't stay at home, won't work, will roam. So lonesome that I feel like I could die. Can't eat, can't think, can't sleep a wink. Can't get you off my mind, no matter how I try. So I'm walking, talking. Yes, I've walked a million miles. Walking and a-talking, don't know what I'm gonna do. The more I walk, the more I talk, the more I cry for you. Feel like I could die. Can't eat, can't think, can't sleep a wink. Can't get you off my mind, no matter how I try. So I'm walking, talking. Yes, I've walked a million miles. Walking and a talking, don't know what I'm gonna do. The more I walk, the more I talk, the more I cry for you.
Hank Snow, the singing ranger, along with all the Rainbow Ranch boys and one of Hank's new RCA Victor records, Walkin' and Talkin'. Thank you, Hank, and welcome to the show. We got a great lineup of stars for tonight, including such well-known Opry regulars as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain cloggers, and as our very special guest, that tall, good-looking boy from East Tennessee who's been setting things afire with some of his great songs, Carl Butler.
Well, so we'll be hearing from Carl in just a little while, but right now it's time to introduce another boy who hails from East Tennessee, Bull's Gap to be exact, Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Hank. Howdy, Haskell. How are you, buddy?
Just fine. How are you?
Boys, am I mad? I'm mad as an old wet sitting here.
What seems to
be the
trouble?
You know that girl sits back there, that tall, good-looking girl?
Yeah.
She tried to kiss me a minute ago.
Well, did she succeed?
Well, certainly. You know how weak I am about those things.
I have an idea.
Anytime anybody mentions kissing to me, it just seems like I go all to pieces.
Well, now, wait. What does your wife say about it?
You know, it's a funny thing. My wife don't mind at all. In fact, I think she even likes it.
You mean that she doesn't mind you kissing other women?
No, I came home the other night and I had lipstick on my collar and she looked at it and she said, well, I like that.
Well, now, Archie, you've heard the old saying you've heard the old saying that kissing spreads germs.
Kissing spreads germs.
Yeah.
Not the way I do it, buddy. I kiss so hard I kill them. You know, Hank, every now and then I like to get tied in with a good, fast game of post office.
Now,
you like
Archie,
that? You like post office?
Now, wait a minute. Post office, that's a child's game.
A child's game?
Yeah.
Not the way I play it. No, cerebral. You know, this kissing is a funny thing.
I know.
Kissing is a funny business. Mm-hmm. A little boy gets kisses for nothing.
Yeah.
A young man has to steal them. An old
right.
man has to buy them.
Right.
To a young girl, it's hope. To a married woman, it's faith. And to an old maid, it's charity.
Right you are, Archibald.
Say, did you hear that new joke about the guy that landed on Mars and he was crazy about girls? And sure enough, they had girls on Mars, but they was 25 feet tall.
There 25 feet 25 tall.
25 feet, that's a lot of woman, ain't it?
Certainly is.
And this good-looking girl, 25 feet tall, came walking up to him, and he said, Take me to your ladder, lady. I'll see your leader later.
Ah, that's a good one.
Did you? And then there's a joke. Did you hear the joke about the feller that got drunk on water?
Now, wait a minute, Archie. You can't get drunk on water.
Sure you can get drunk on water.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes, you can. You can get drunk on water just as quick as you can on land.
Well, I see what you mean. Say, incidentally, Arch, you was telling me how to cure a Bull's Gap country ham. How about giving the folks
that recipe? Oh, yeah, that's right. I want you folks here tonight to get this recipe for Bull's Gap country hams.
It's
the finest thing in the world. The way you do it is you get you a deep pan, Hank.
Yeah.
Get you a deep pan and put the ham in it. Take you a pint of rye whiskey and pour over it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the oven and let her simmer for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you take it out. Take a pint of Jamaica rum. Pour it over that ham, push her back in the oven, and let it simmer for 30 more minutes.
Keep talking.
Then you take it out, and you put a pint of port wine. Pour that over it, push her in the oven, and let it simmer for 30 minutes.
Go on.
Then you take it out and take a pint of bourbon. Pour that over it, push her in there, and let it simmer for 30 minutes, and take her out, and brother, it's done.
And that ham really tastes good.
The ham. I don't know about the ham, but that's the best darn gravy I ever tasted. Archie!
Oh, boy. Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, a great friend and a great entertainer.
Now it's time we introduced our guest for the evening, and it goes without saying that he, too, is a great entertainer. So let's have a great big grand old Opry welcome for my friend and yours, Carl Butler.
Hey!
Carl, it's a real pleasure having you here on the show with us.
Thank you, Hank, and it's our pleasure to be here on the show with you.
I know you've got some great songs for us tonight, so without too much more talking, suppose we get at it.
All right, I'd be glad to, Hank. The first one I'm about to sing is an old one, but everywhere we go, we see the folks still seem to like it, so with your permission, I'd like to do it right now. It's a great old tune called Guilty Tears.
Noted for speaking his mind. What's your honest opinion of Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Well, Don Russell, I like it. In a pipe or a roll-your-own cigarette, Prince Albert's got everything. It's crimp cut, so it packs right, rolls easy. Always smoke steady and cool, without hot spots. Fresh, too, as fresh as a daisy.
Well, that's true enough, Hank, but what about the most important point, flavor?
Well, that's where Prince Albert really comes into its own, Don. That mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easygoing taste. Well, it's just what smokers are looking for.
You know, that's quite an endorsement, Hank, but it's just one man's opinion. You know, to judge PA, you have to try it. So light up a pipeful, then you'll agree with what we say, because the proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
So all you smokers who want the downright satisfaction of a good smoke, light up with Prince Albert.
Discover for yourself why it's the largest selling smoking tobacco in all America.
The downright fun, you just can't beat Square Dancing for doing a good job that you just can't beat our experts here on the show. So here to do the job is Tommy Jackson along with the Stony Mountain Cloggers and the great old tune, Soldier's Joy. Jimmy Self doing the calling.
Up the circle left there, I'm baby. Step and the floor, let the floor do the day. Don't you go? Look out for zombie, and get your money. You'll tell them that I'm your Tony. If you can cut all around, take it down, let that thing start around. And the floor, middle floor, too late. Don't you go? Look out, boys, don't be late. Get your party from the name.
Soldier's Joy, featuring Tommy Jackson and the Dancers. Thanks a lot. Well, now, Hank, we've reached the part of the show where we always sing a hymn or an inspirational song. What have you selected for us this evening?
Well, Don, it happens to be a number from an album I recorded some time back, and it's a favorite of mine because of the hope and inspiration it contains. The name of this hymn is These Things Shall Pass. Shall pass, and some great morning we'll look back and smile at heartaches we have known. So don't forget when shadows gather, the Lord our God is still the King upon throne. A rose looks gray at midnight, but the flame is just asleep, and the steel is strong because it knew the hammer and white heat. These things shall pass and life be sweeter when love and faith are strong, they cannot long endure. A rose looks gray at midnight, but the flame is just as sweet, and the steel is strong because it knew the hammer and white heat. These things shall pass and life be sweeter when love and the faith are strong, they cannot long endure.
Ah, that was beautiful, Hank. A great inspiration. Now it's time we heard from one of our featured Opry performers, and here he is to play a real old number in a little Spanish town, Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Thank you.
thank you, Chet. Thanks just a whole lot. That was fine. Now, while we've got things rolling so good, let's not slow the show down with a big introduction for a gal who needs no introduction, because here she is, the pride of Granite Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Cleaning up at Grinder Switch. We've got us all kinds of new things we bought. I went over to Centerville and got some throw rugs. They work pretty good, too. They've throwed two salesmen and a bill collector. They have, sure enough. Well, and then we decided that we was going to get us a bird bath. And we got us one, you know, one of them bird baths that you put out in the yard. Looks awful pretty, but it ain't no good. Them birds up there at Grinder Switch don't know when it's Saturday night. But we have a good time up there at Grinder Switch. We had a little something happen the other day. Wasn't too good, though. We had a flash flood and just completely washed away the bridge across Defeated Creek up there. But them fellers up there at Grinder Switch, they got together and put that bridge right back. Them fellers ain't fellers to get caught with their bridges down. But Uncle Day Bob, he come by the house the other day, and he said that he'd been a-reading so much about the effects of drinking that he's just about decided to give up reading. He has, sure enough. You know, Uncle Day Bob, well, now, I want to tell all you young lovers and sweethearts and girls with fellers and fellers with girls, you know, tomorrow's May Day, and it's a Sunday. And everybody will be out sort of sparking and romancing, you know. I'll be there. I don't know if I'll have nobody with me, but I'll be there. You know, the coming of May, y'all, is that kind of marks the coming of summer sports, you know. Baseball and fishing and a riding in the moonlight with your feller. Oh, brother. Brother likes the first, and Hezzy likes the second, and I'm just a hog about that third, you know? Oh, meet. Well, so though, Hezzy come by the house last night, and we're sitting on way out there, you know, in the yard, kind of under the sort of the grape arbor there, you know. It is romantical. Oh, I wish I don't wish you'd been there. I'm glad you wasn't. But anyway, I said to Hezzy, I said, do you think kissing shortens a person's life? And Hezzy said, well, I don't know if it shortens a person's life or not, but it sure makes the time seem shorter, you know. And we just sat there getting older and older and older. Bye now. See you next week.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. P.A.'s mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Well, it's guest time once more, friends and neighbors, and here to do the honors with his brand new Columbia record is our good friend and fellow entertainer, Carl Butler, with I Know Why I Cry.
Well, I know why I cry every morning, and I know why I'm blue all through the day. There's an ache in my heart that's burning, and it's been there ever since you went. day we've been apart. Well, I know I cry every morning, and I know I'm blue all through the day. There's an ache in my heart that keeps burning, and it's been there ever since you went away.
Wonderful, Carl. Just wonderful. And thanks so much for helping us on the show tonight. Now, Don, what's next?
Well, who else but that great singer and master of the five strings singing Stay in the Wagon Yard, Grandpa Joe!
Hey! I am a jolly farmer. Last night I come to town to bring a bale of cotton. I'd work the whole year round. Put my team in the wagon yard and got some Mountain Dew. Went out to see the electric lights and pick in a party or two. Well, I met a dude up on the street, the clock was striking nine. He said, come in, old hayseed, have a drink, it's fine. Well, I must have bought a dozen, hit my pocketbook hard. I wish I'd have brought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. Now listen to me, you farmers, I'm here to talk some sense. If you want to see them electric lights, you better get over your back fence. And when you farmers come to town, stay right with your cart. Get yourself a half a pint and stay in the wagon yard. I'm a deacon in a little church down near Possum Trot. If they hear about my spree, it's bound to make them hot. Well, stay out in the lagging park. Oh, my pillar is hard. I get myself a half a pint and stay in the wagon yard. I'll watch them dudes like a chicken hawk and circle round our hills. I'll keep my money in my jeans and stay right with my part. Get myself a half a pint and stay in the wagon yard. And when that dude he comes around for me to buy him booze, I'll hit him in the head so hard he'll feel it in his shoes. He'll think he's met a wildcat. I'll hit that dude so hard he'll wish I'd have had me a half a pint stayed in the wagon yard.
Thank you, Grandpa Jones. Now, Hank, before we hear your next number, how about bringing us up to date on the happenings of the life of Hank Snow?
Well, Don, there isn't too much to tell. Of course, we're planning right now and getting prepared to do another album for RCA Victor and several single records and, of course, our regular personal appearance tours.
Well, it sounds like a pretty busy time to me, Hank. Well, now, friends, here's Hank's last song, another of his new RCA Victor recordings, Rockin' and Rollin' Ocean.
Listen to the surgeon tide, and I always wonder why the sea's so wide. Miles of salty water, endless skies above, stretch out far between me and the one I love. Rock and roll and ocean, with your briny foam, bring my sweetheart back to me. Bring my darling home. Every night I wander down beside the sea, calling to the wind to blow her back to me. Now my arms are empty since she sailed away. Only stars to hear me when I kneel and pray. Rock and roll and ocean, put your briny foam. Bring my sweetheart back to me. Bring my darling home. Make a wide, wide ocean in a lonely land. When a new ship anchors and she don't appear, I'm make the ocean wider with my mother tears. Rock and roll and ocean, with your bright air foam, bring my sweetheart back to me, bring my darling home.
Friends and neighbors, for this time, we certainly enjoyed having you here with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen, next week when Roy Acuff will be running the show with the Texas favorite Hank Locklin along as guest. Till then, this is Hank South End, thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes. But when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days, but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. Now, it sure makes sense, because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.